Blog Talk Radio.
Free, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody.
to say thank you. Come on, everybody. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just thank God for what he's doing right now, what he's already done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, everybody. Shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence right now with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyful to him with songs. Amen. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come on and shout glory with me today. Hallelujah. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, open up your mouth and shout glory. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now, sister. Open up your mouth to the Doretha Joseph. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Jesus.
Glory, glory. Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand
yes.
new day. He watched over me all night long. And I thank you. When I rose, most of all, I was closing my right mind. And I want to thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, all of my children, Father, and my aunties. I talked to them. Most of them are doing fine. I thank you for it. And I thank
Amen.
You for this line. The ones on the line, I thank them and thank their family, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just a praise to their thanksgiving. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what you're expecting God to do for you, your children. Amen. Just thanking him throughout the day because he is worthy, because he is able. He's a God that can do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Put your trust in him. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Just thank him. Come on with a praise of thanksgiving. Come on with a prayer of thanksgiving. Just thanking God for who he is. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout, Sister Connie. Open up your mouth. Give God our praise. Glory on the shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank him this morning. We had prayed on
yes.
the shout for my oldest daughter's success in a job she wanted. Now, she did not get the job she wanted, but the next day, he opened up the door and gave her a job that was just as good. So
hey,
she was very, very
come on, man.
She was very, 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 very happy. And I also
Jesus.
Want to thank God for, and you know, she wasn't upset about the fact that she didn't get that job. And matter of fact, the one that
mm-hmm.
she got will open more doors for her. So it was really a better
Amen.
Choice. You know, so
Amen.
It's like God. He knows you want this, but he saw this was going to be better for you.
Absolutely.
So he still
yes.
worked it out. You know what I'm saying? He still, and she didn't lose her faith. And I was so happy. I was very proud of her. You know, she wasn't upset.
Amen.
She just said, when she did not get the job, she said, Mom, you know, he's going to open up another door. And I was so happy to
right.
hear her say that because she's growing also through me.
Amen.
She's growing.
Amen.
So, and then he opened up that other door the very next day. So she's up in a Dallas
Amen.
Area. And she's very happy not to be in the cold and the snow anymore. But she's a travel
Amen.
Nurse.
Amen.
So she's
you can
very happy. But I also want to thank God for my cousin. We prayed on her. She lost her mom, not to COVID, just to a stroke and pneumonia and other things. But she's dealing with a lot of family business, you know, her mom's business, and she's so weary, but she's not, her body is weary, but her heart is not. She's a very praying woman, but I just want to just uplift her a little bit today because I talked to her yesterday evening, and her body was just weary, but I just want to give her an uplift today as she continues to handle her family business. After
yeah,
her mom's death. Oh, I'm sorry. Her name is LaToya.
LaToya. Hallelujah. Father
yeah,
God, we come today, oh God, in regards to your daughter, Latoya, oh God. We come touching and agreeing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, lifting up Latoya to you. Lord, we pray that you will give her supernatural strength, oh God, that you will be her strength to carry on, Father God, that you're strengthening her body, mind, soul, and spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're with her right now, Father God. It is you that has guided us, you that have kept her, oh God. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to keep her in a way that you only can keep her. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that even right now, Lord God, that she's feeling the strength, Lord God, that you're putting into her right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for fresh strength, fresh oil, fresh anointing upon your daughter right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask for your sinner help, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way for the life of Latoya. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant, Connie, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless God, keep strengthen and protect her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will continue to use her mighty, oh God, that you will bless, that you will allow her to be that vessel that you flow through unhindered, oh God, that will change the lives of many, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you set a fire, make Miss Connie a minister of fire, that wherever she goes, oh God, that the fire will become contagious, that anyone that's around her will catch fire of the Holy Ghost, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
No.
God bless
no,
you.
No.
Sister Connie, we love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's good to have somebody to be able to stand in the gap for you. Amen. We all need somebody to be able to stand in the gap. We know when we go through, we know that this sister, this brother is going to go in for us. Is going to go to the throne room for us, with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep it. Go ahead and shout. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice.
Yes.
I must. I choose to. On purpose,
cool.
I will.
Shut it
joy
Amen.
And be glad in it. I thank the Lord for another glorious day. I thank him for keeping me all night, waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, having the activities of my limbs, and family as well. Family as well.
Amen.
My son was tested
positive,
but no symptoms. I thank God for that.
Amen.
I mentioned that on yesterday.
Yes.
I praise God
for
his divine supernatural favor over our lives, touching and agreeing, covering us with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yes,
amen,
God.
Amen.
We can thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil will try. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So it doesn't mean that it won't form. Amen. Though it has formed, it shall not prosper. Amen. And you say that your son tested positive, but there's no symptoms. So that those weapon has formed, but it shall not prosper. It cannot go no further than that. And we decree and declare victory over him right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ, and he's already out. Amen. We already see him out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let this be the time that he just hear from God. Amen. That he continue to walk in and believe in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that God do a new thing in him right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's, oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that you continue to be his strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that's, Father God, we pray right now that he have a Holy Ghost encounter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's, even right now, God, we ask that you baptize him with your Holy Ghost with fire. Let him receive tongues of fire to war against the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that's, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that you continue to strengthen his mother, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that you continue to let her have continuous peace, oh God, to seek you more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. How many of y'all believe the word of God? How many of you believe that God is, God can, and God will, amen? But how many of you believe that God is a God and is willing and able, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ? That's the kind God, a God we serve, amen, a God that is willing and able, but will you trust him, amen, will you stay in that place of trusting and believing God for all things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, we only want to believe God for some things because some things seem a little too hard in our eyes, in their eyes, but God is not man, amen. See, once you realize that God is not man, then he can do all things, amen, but fail. God bless you. God keep you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, Sister Dylan. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody on the line. I'm just thankful to be
Jesus.
Here another day that God woke me up this morning, started me on my way, fold me in my right mind. Breathe breath into my lungs this morning. Give me a brand new
Lord.
Grace and mercy this morning. I just say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I just say no phone calls and my family all doing well. And I pray for everybody on this line. In Jesus' name,
yes.
God is good all this time. Thank you, Jesus.
All
thank
the time.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the time.
Yes,
He's
Lord.
All
the
time.
All
the
time.
Yes, and my favorite song, whatever
yes.
you're doing in this season, don't do it without me.
Don't do
Amen.
It without me. Hallelujah.
Don't do
glory
me.
To
Lord,
God.
Lord.
Don't do it without me. Hallelujah.
Don't
we want nobody
don't
want to get left behind. We want to get on that bus. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. God bless your mother. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Amen. Hallelujah. And joy be all of our portion. Amen. Go ahead and shout. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Kimberly Ralph, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for being a way maker, a miracle worker,
mm-hmm.
a promise keeper,
mm-hmm.
a light in darkness. My God, that is who you are. And that's what my shout is for today. God is all that and
yes.
a bag of chips.
My Lord, hey, come on, yes, Lord, yes,
Lord.
Yes, she is, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, man. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. You know, God, to be a way maker, promise keeper, your light in the darkness, huh? Your help in the time of need, amen. Your provider, he is Jehovah Jireh. You need to know who God is, amen. He is able. And I'll keep saying it because a lot of us are dealing with so many things, but I want you to just trust God. Whatever it is that you're going through, just give it all over to God. I mean, why not? I always say that. Why not give it to God? He has the whole world in his hand. He's the creator of all things. If you don't put it in anybody's hands, why wouldn't you put it in God's hand and trust God with it? Amen. On yesterday, I was dealing with some things I was trying to talk about. My speech was all messing up, and the last week it started, and then yesterday I was having it feel like my throat was closing in on me, and I was still pressing on and pressing in. I had so many things to do, but I trust God. Hallelujah. We prayed last night at 9 o'clock, and I just believe God for it, and today I am free. I am free. Thank God Almighty. What I dealt with on yesterday, I'm not dealing with on today. Amen? So, hallelujah. We thank God. I didn't know if I was going to get on and shout, but I pressed on and pressed in. I said, devil, you a liar. God is able. And because I got God in me, I'm able. Amen. How many know what's on the inside of you? Amen. God is on the inside working. We are serving a miracle working God, and he's working on the inside. Amen. What is on the inside of you is what's keeping you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. See, I want to lift up my husband, Pastor Manning, today. Pray his protection and strength, peace, joy, and happiness be his portion right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to lift up our children, every last one, grandchildren, children to come. I pray their protection, their peace, joy, happiness, and blessing upon their life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for my cousin Bonnie is here on the line with us today. I pray her peace, joy, and happiness and protection for her and her family, healing, holy, deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. I want to lift up my dear friend, Melissa Elizabeth Allen, today as we come touching and agree that God will continue to heal her body, deliver her, protect her, guide and keep her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare over our life right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we decree and declare victory right now because we're in Christ Jesus, amen, and Christ Jesus is in us, amen. My Lord, my God, we just want to say, fight them. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operate through and about our lives right now. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing in us right now. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're changing us. Lord, we come, Lord God, asking to receive forgiveness. We repent right now. We turn from our ways, oh God. We turn from sin, amen, and we walk upright according to your will, your purpose, your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, purge us right now with hyssop, and we shall be cleansed, washed, and we shall be whited in soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, forgive us, oh God, and by faith, we receive our forgiveness from all transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Oh Lord, please do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, but restore us to the joy of your salvation right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today and pour our blessing, pour the light for your children, then we won't have room enough to receive us, that others will be blessed by the overflow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you one more time, God. We thank you for the one more time. We thank you for every breath that we take out and every beat of our heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we come ask, Father God, what is it that you have for us to do? And we shall be obedient to do it. For we know, Father God, that you have equipped us for the call. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everyone that's on the line today, over every situation and circumstance that's concerning us and our children, family members, and loved ones, church family, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in the power of saying that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What I want to say today, you all, is remember the way behind the what. Remember the way, remember the why behind the what. Remember the why behind the what. You are our primary purpose in life must exceed temporary attainments, goals, and dreams. Our true purpose, you all, in life is connected to a dream that is unbreakable and inexhaustible yet attainable. It is a dream that moves forward and is so vast that it has no end. It is a life dream that will sustain you both now and forever. Amen. See, this dream is found in the eyes of the audience of one. Ultimately, we must find our purpose in the eyes of Jesus. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. People love you 1 minute and ridicule you the next. 1 year you're cool and the next year outdated. 1 season you're successful and the next year failure. See, this is true in finances, relationships, ministry, impact, influence. Everything in life is on a quicksand. I want you to understand that today. We cannot anchor our purpose to these things because it would be like chasing the wind. See, though these things are important and relevant, they are secondary and not the anchor of our lives. See, when we live before his eyes and seek to be pleasing to him above all else, then everything we do in life has purpose and eternal significance. So what you're doing for the world won't last, but what you do for God will last for eternity. The most important thing is what Jesus thinks of us, not what man thinks, woman thinks, children think. That's what matters. It's only what Jesus thinks. Amen. See, I want you today to think about this. You need to start aiming to please him. You need to start aiming to please our Father in heaven, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're trying to please anything or anybody else, you've already failed yourself for what's to come. See, in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5 and 9, the Apostle Paul said, we make it our aim to be well-pleasing to him. Amen. See, we want him pleased because he is creator. See, we were created for his pleasure, and we will never be satisfied until we satisfy him. I don't care how much money you get, food, drink, clothing, house, car, job, positions. If you're not in the place of pleasing God, you will never us to be satisfied until you satisfy God. Amen. See, there, hallelujah. There was a moment in Apostle Paul's life of when he consciously determined that the primary dream of his life would be to be pleasing to God. He determined this would be the supreme preoccupation of his life, of walking with the Lord and living in his entire life to be well-pleasing to him. See, to make it his aim, it means it is the primary reason he had life on the earth. See, he is not saying, I made this one of my top 10 things on my to-do list. No, no, this was the primary ambition of his life. See, we have many dreams in our hearts that are biblical and of God. We have dreams related to ministry, money, marriage, health, and impacting others. We have dreams and promises related to these very important subjects. See, they are biblical and they are important to God, but they must be of secondary importance to this one primary aim. Amen. See, I once had that same dream in the theater to be successful and travel around the world and be known around the world, and they would call me the female Tyler Perry. But I knew the day that God called me, I was going to be ready to answer the call of God. See, that's become the most important thing in my life. That's my priority is the things of God. See, that used to concern me don't concern me no more. That I used to put in the top 10 have kind of drifted away. See, whatever I got to do for God comes first, and nothing comes before. See, nobody can make this your aim. Only you can make this your aim. It must be your choice. This is why it is powerful to hear you are. This is why it's powerful to the heart of God you are, because it is voluntary. We have a will. God has given us a will. But when you allow God's will to be done in your life, see, there are many people who know Jesus as Savior and will be in heaven, but they live their lives without giving much further thought to him. See, they are saved and pleased, and hallelujah, they are saved, you all, and please him in the sense of that they have the free gift of righteousness. But there is another element of pleasing him that comes when we set our hearts to live wholeheartedly before him. See, this is what Apostle Paul was talking about. See, once you determine that this is your primary life dream, you have to make it your aim and align yourself to walk in harmony with this goal all the days of your life. See, it is natural for us as human beings to get disoriented, you all, and distracted from this aim. Over and over, we must stop and realign our hearts to make this the primary ambition of our lives, you all. See, when you picture your future, don't just picture yourself in love with a happy family and lots of money and lots of friends, the typical American dream. See, these are good things, but there is more to your life than this, you all. When you think of 20 or 30 years from now, do you have a dream to be walking in the way in both heart and action that is pleasing in God's sight? That is a question. See, this is the primary picture that you should have of your life when you think about your future. Yes, money, relationships, family, and ministry are all valid desires in the will of God, but there is a bigger definition of success, and that is beyond these things of the world. Your success is in God, amen, because there's more to come after this life. It's when you begin to live your eternal life. And we just thank God for Jesus. Can we thank God for Jesus today? Amen. Can we just thank God for Jesus for saving us? Amen. If we didn't save ourselves, mama didn't save you, daddy didn't save you, money didn't save you, hello, your doctors didn't save you, but Jesus saved you. Jesus saved us. Amen. So can we just thank God for Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God and the one who sent him. Father God, we thank you and we love you. We thank you, Lord God, again for mercy and grace. The Bible says, you all, as we close up here, grace in 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. You all, grace is often defined as God's unmerited favor. It means that his love for us, his care, and his concern are all free gifts. We haven't earned them at all, you all. What a wonderful thing to be loved and accepted just because. See, in God's eyes, you are already pretty enough, smart enough, good enough to receive his best. He loves you for yourself. He wants you to become all you were created to be. But your relationship with him doesn't hinge on it. What a wonderful word you all, grace is. Thank you, Lord, for grace. God bless everyone today. I thank God for you all once again for coming into agreement here with us on the show. It has been a blessing, an honor, and a privilege to be here and to be used by God. Let God use you as often you are. God bless you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Look upon the face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.